On University of St. Thomas Week, healing racial trauma can make a big impact. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Brianna French, associate professor of psychology, identifies a framework to do so.
Racism's impact on the mental and physical health of Black, Indigenous, and people of color, or BIPOC, is now well documented. Racial disparities were laid bare during the COVID-19 pandemic, with higher rates of infection, hospitalization, and mortality for BIPOC. The impacts of systemic racism have also been more apparent since the murder of George Floyd. Racial inequities in physical, emotional, and financial wellness are evident and can lead to feelings of despair, hopelessness, self-doubt, and internalized racism. In response, our team created a multi-systemic psychological framework of radical healing from racial trauma. It moves beyond individual focuses that are common in traditional psychology and builds on foundational research from other BIPOC scholars. The psychology of radical healing asserts that resisting oppression and creating better possibilities are both necessary to heal from racial trauma. It involves five aspects: developing a critical consciousness, standing up against racism, a sense of cultural pride, being in a collective community, and fostering radical hope in times of ongoing injustice. In essence, the psychology of radical healing is designed to address root causes of racism while helping BIPOC live joyful, thriving lives. We've applied the psychology of radical healing framework to psychotherapy, mental health training, research, and advocacy. Qualitative interviews with BIPOC adults have confirmed and expanded on our theory of radical hope, and case studies have demonstrated ways to foster radical healing in a therapeutic context. In sum, our research expands existing psychological approaches by identifying ways to draw on cultural strengths, the lineage of resistance, and creative capacities in healing racial trauma.
That was Brianna French of the University of St. Thomas. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.